Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this time of the year, usually I talk about county fairs. Hey, that's what I'm going to talk about today, county fairs. And if you can hear my voice, I'm thinking there's one going on close by to you somewhere because there are many going on. Right now, Montgomery County, Audubon County, Shelby County, Cass County coming up next week. And, there's one in every county. And like I say, most of them are about this time of the year. Across the state, some of them started in the middle of June. And you know that the Guthrie County Fair ends up in September. So they are all kind of spread out. But most of them end up just around this time because the exhibits that are selected to go to state fair must be done by the time state fair starts, and that will be happening pretty soon too in August. And some people say, well, what about Guthrie County? How do they do that? Of course, when I'm talking about selection of state fair exhibits, I'm talking about what's called the static exhibits. Those are the family consumer sciences, the crops, the engineering, all those kinds of things. Things that don't have legs and fur, I guess I should say. Those are limited in number, mostly because of a limit of exhibition space. On the other hand, individuals can decide if they're taking animals to the fair. They would already have had to made that decision and made their proper entries and all that kind of good stuff. But whatever. One to mention, because yesterday I judged exhibits, family consumer sciences exhibits in Shelby County. Last Saturday I was in Corning at the Adams County Fair. And today it's off to Audubon County. It is a joy to go and visit with young people about what they've been doing and why. That's an important part of the question when we visit with 4-H members. Why did you do this? What did you want to accomplish? What was your goal? And then how did you do it? And then the final exhibit. And of course, almost an unimaginable variety of exhibits. And of course, every individual is unique. Even if you have 10 of the same kinds of projects, they're going to each be unique because of the individual who created them. So it is fun. It is educational. I always learn something. And so I wanted to mention a few of the exhibits. And by the way, if you're saying, I'm not going to go to a county fair because it's too hot. Well, it's pretty hot. Might go in the morning. And I think every fair that I have been to and am planning to go to has at least one air-conditioned building. So you can cool off. You need to take care of yourself, stay hydrated, and not be out in the heat too much, but kind of plan accordingly, and you can still enjoy a county fair. So when you look at the exhibits, you can just look at them and get great ideas. But most 4-H members also have a written explanation. So if you want to know where they got the idea, what the recipe is, the steps they took, what they learned, you know, maybe they have some hints in there about if you're going to do this kind of thing, what would be the best thing to do? Many of them have those written kinds of comments along with the exhibit. So if you're really interested, take time to look at those. And of course, photographs, since we have the digital photographs, the numbers have just increased, and the quality and the subjects, it's just, again, to me, blows my mind what these young people can do. And so it's fun to take a look at all of those kinds of photos. There's no way that I could list all the kinds of things that could be exhibited and the experiences that the members share. So I just wanted to mention a couple of those. Many members are getting ideas from Pinterest, and some of you know that's a site on the computer, and the ideas, again, are unimaginable. It's just amazing. But the 4-H members make these their own, and my judge's helper said, yeah, I've seen this, but to me it was so clever. If you have an unused tank top, you can turn it into a bag to carry groceries, to carry books, to carry whatever supplies you need by simply cutting strips at the bottom, narrow strips, and tying them, just like the many of you have the tied quilts where you just make a knot in each of the strips, and it finishes up the bottom of the bag, and you can let those ties dangle, or you can put them inside if you don't want that kind of look. Takes almost minutes to do it, and the source that you have could be very inexpensive if you're using something you already have. It could be a very small one from a child's shirt, or it could be a very large one, depending on your need. And if you don't have a tank top and you just have a t-shirt, well, you can do those cut edges, cut out a place for where the armholes were, cut out where the neck was a little bigger, and they won't ravel because it's t-shirt fabric. And there it is. It's amazing. Some cute ones, because I'm a cat fan, I was particularly taken with one of the exhibits that was a cat bed, but also had a really cute one that was a dog bed. So a small dog, a small cat, or cat that you want to have in-house that has a place to sleep, has its own little sleeping place. And the one was, and some of you will remember this, it was a side table, like you put beside a chair to put books and et cetera on. Octagon shape, and had doors in the bottom so you could open it up and use it for storage. Well, she took off the doors and she did paint it, although this wouldn't have to be done. But then she lined the inside with old soft carpet or soft rug and put a pillow in there. You know, this is for the cat. And this became this little place that a cat could hide away and have its own place. And then she painted it a pretty color that went with her room. Very clever, I thought. Use of materials that were inexpensive. The second one for the dog was, again, an old side table. She turned it upside down, so now the top of the table is sitting on the floor. And it was just a four-legged table. So what did she do? You know, when she turned it upside down, she took the drawer out, turned it around, and that was the place to keep the treats and the toys. And then the dog bed sat on top of what used to be the bottom of that. Now, maybe you're having trouble imagining those, but they were both, I thought, very clever. Both of them using or recycling used materials so that they were not very expensive. And that's one of the things that 4-H'ers, along with a lot of other people, have done, have, you know, this upcycling, recycling, redoing is a kind of a challenge and ends up having very useful kinds of things. So there were a number of exhibits related to that. Of course, there are a lot of different food exhibits and very interesting. Some kind of, you know, where 4-H'ers start out is with cookies of various kinds, muffins with various kinds, but then they get really into being talented and doing rolls of different kinds, braided rolls, different breads, pies, of course, and do a superb job. One of the other things, and I did not judge this, but it was a table that you put in, like a coffee table made from pallets. That's kind of an in thing, too. You know, you look at pallets out sitting out there beside the building, and you go, I don't know if I want that in my house. But, of course, they had taken off all the rough edges. They put it on wheels. They did lots of refinishing. And if that's the kind of decor you have, it was very practical and very attractive. And then we have the young woman who's going off to college who needed some things. So she made her own headboard. She made, with the pieces that were left over, she made what I would call bulletin board, but it was the frame with chicken wire on the back. And she also made a container for her books, like a shelf. So I invite you, if you've not been to a county fair for a while, or if you go every year, just keep on going, because the ideas just keep rolling along, and have fun. Just take a look at what's happening and maybe enjoy the food at the county fair too, but certainly enjoy the exhibits. So until next time, go to a county fair and think about The motto for 4-H is to make the best better.